The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Alyssa Silva, Life, One Cup at a Time. Navigating the past year without caregivers has been challenging. I'll never forget March of last year, when the pandemic began. Many of us didn't realize how serious it was, and we didn't know what to expect, how to handle it, or what we were in for in the months ahead. My family and I watched the news closely, read the research, and kept in contact with my doctors to stay well-informed and follow COVID-19's trajectory closely. Eventually, when circumstances began to escalate, we made the difficult decision to temporarily put a pause on my caregiving services to completely quarantine and stay as healthy as possible. I was crushed. I remember breaking the news to my caregiver, who was so understanding of our decision. As soon as she left, I broke down crying. I've always considered myself fortunate to live with my parents and have them to lean on for my caregiving needs. Not all disabled people have that luxury. Even so, my caregivers are an extension of me. They're my arms and legs. They allow me to cultivate a sense of independence in my life, despite being dependent on others for my physical needs. Losing them last year felt like I was losing an extension of myself. As I cried, my mom assured me it was going to be okay. After all, we knew how serious an illness like COVID-19 would be for someone with SMA, so this was for the best. Plus, it was temporary. We'd likely bring everyone back within a few weeks when the virus spread slowed down. Yes, a few weeks. Needless to say, a few weeks turned into a few months, which has now turned into over a year. Along with an unprecedented pandemic, going without caregivers for this long wasn't something we expected. I've always remained steadfast in my gratitude for the help I've received in my lifetime, but losing my caregiving services made me reconsider how much of an impact these people have had on my family's lives. For starters, watching my parents take on my care without any reprieve has been challenging at times. They are exhausted, with good reason. While caregivers are ultimately staffed to help me with my needs, they also indirectly allow my parents to go about their days and tend to their needs. They allow my parents to rest and recharge. Not having an extra set of hands for the past year has worn everyone down. I see the physical toll it has taken on my aging parents. In turn, I can't help but feel guilty out of love. At times, the physical toll my care takes on them manifests as an emotional toll on me. I wish I could pinpoint where this guilt comes from and squash it, once and for all. My parents have never treated me like a chore or a burden. The sacrifices they have made in the last year have all been done out of love, and they remind me of this frequently. Nevertheless, life without caregivers has been more emotionally taxing than I ever thought it would be. Alas, we have never regretted our decision to temporarily suspend caregiving services, despite how sick of each other we may feel sometimes. The only time I've spent away from my parents is when I've gone into the operating room for my Spinraza injections. It's like a vacation. Today, we are slowly introducing caregivers into our world again, as we feel a little safer knowing that our circle is fully vaccinated. While the last 15 months has tested us more than we could have imagined, the love in my family and I have for one another runs deep, and it is love that propels us forward.
Coming up next, Perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, hope you're all having a great week so far. Today I'll be reading a column from Ari Anderson. Over the years, I've thought, I wish I didn't have all of these responsibilities and could just have fun all the time. Living with SMA provides enough pressure that I didn't ask for. Growing up, I would frequently hear, go study for those two tests you have at the end of the week. As I got older and the pressures increased, I would hear things like, is that home healthcare advocacy presentation done yet? Not having any pressure certainly seems like a great idea, but deep down, is that what I really want? Is that what you really want? Adversity is one of the best motivators for greatness. This is especially true for those of us in the SMA and rare disease communities. Without it, we would find ourselves without many of the things we love. You may be thinking, that's easy for you to say. Just hear me out. A year ago, I found that my ambitions had gone to sleep. I've talked about how hard I've worked on advocacy and community projects, but at the time, I wasn't shining in those areas. Why, you ask? It was because I'd made a choice. I've previously written that even with SMA, you always have a choice about how you react to the problems that befall you in life. Unfortunately, the choice I made in the face of adversity was to allow my ambitions to go into hibernation instead of becoming stronger. This didn't happen overnight. In the years after college, I had briefly worked for a couple of new organizations as a website designer. I believed it was better to be part of something that was just getting off the ground. However, it wasn't long after I started working that the organizations were taken over by new personnel. All of my ideas and effort disappeared into a black hole. I'm not saying that working for a new business or foundation is the wrong path to take. It just didn't work for me. But instead of forming a new strategy, and perhaps applying to organizations that were more established and stable, I just wanted to feel sorry for myself. The more I chose to do that, the more I strayed away from job hunting. I didn't want to face rejection again. In fact, too many times in the past I've taken no as a personal rejection. I've heard, no, you can't work for us, or no, I don't want to work as a nurse on your case, as well as no, we can't cover your shift today. Just because people keep telling you no doesn't mean you should stop telling yourself yes. Thankfully, I started saying yes to myself again by the end of last year. Yes, I will find a job that values my work instead of throwing it away. Yes, I will find nurses that will be happy to work on my case, and my shifts will get covered. Good results became pretty evident as soon as I started saying yes to myself again. Working for BioNews, the publisher of SMA News Today, since January, is one of the best things that has ever happened to me. It has been a huge confidence boost to know that my work is moving beyond the development stage and is being seen by the public. Not to mention that I can make a difference in my readers' lives. As far as finding nurses, I explained in my last column that I started advertising for myself on social media. I can now gratefully say that so far, the experiment has been a success. I have found enough day nurses and am now working to find staff for nights. One of the new nurses I found said something that makes all of my hard advertising work worthwhile. She told my mom that she just loves working on my case. I won't be one of those motivational speakers that says you are the one and only thing standing in your own way. But I believe that with God's help, you do have the power to change your life for the better. You also don't have to let SMA stand in your way. You and I are a force to be reckoned with. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director and columnist for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.